Hey, you left a regular radio behind. This is Jesse Malin, and you're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
One, two, three.
On 24th Street, and I'm looking at a life. Standing on the corner, watching people passing by. I used to be somebody, man. I used to be someone. Now I'm feeling like a bullet in the chamber of a gun. I said, hey, tell me what you're gonna do now. You're acting like you've never been had. They're saying it's the end of the world again. Up and it all goes down, and it makes you sick, but you're still around, and you ain't too pure, and you ain't too proud. When it all blows up and it all goes down, Orpheus descending in the middle of the night, standing by the speakers, and I somehow feel alright. Girls on Lower Broadway in the summer and the smoke. I feel I'm at the wrong end, man, of someone else's joke. I said, hey, tell me what you want me to do. I feel like I got nowhere to go. Meet me at the end of the world again. When it all blows up and it all goes down, and it sucks your soul, but you hang around, and you ain't too poor, and you ain't too proud. When it all blows up and it all goes down. But you're still around, and you ain't too pure, and you ain't too proud. When you get your kicks in a lovesick town, when it all blows up and it all goes down, and your late night friends don't come around. Well, the time is right and the time is now. When it all blows up and it all goes down.
Live at EXT today with Jesse Malin, and we just heard a great one there. Meet me at the end of the world.
Yeah.
Jesse, thanks so much for dropping on by.
Hey, it's my other part of New York, the Uptown section.
Uptown. You drove up from New York City. It's where you were born and raised, right?
Yeah, I'm from Queens originally, and I lived down in Manhattan, the old Apple, for a long time.
Yeah.
So, but we travel all over the world, and, you know, that's kind of the beauty of doing this. We get to, you know, have guitar, we'll travel. So, you know, got a good fair share of touring in, but New York is the home base.
Now, you ever see yourself living anywhere but New York City?
I tried LA, but if you walk in Los Angeles, and I'm a big walker, especially when I write songs, like to get out and walk. Yeah. And if you walk in LA, they think you're a male prostitute. You know, it just doesn't work for me. So the record was not going to be Buns Up on Santa Monica. But I've tried that. I'd love upstate New York. It's so beautiful, especially in the fall around this time. Maybe keep a place in New York City and somewhere a little more remote. I like London a lot. I like Chicago because it's got a great energy. I like cities. You get out and stuff happens. But I need quiet time too.
But New York really, that's what inspires your music.
A big part of it, yeah, that definitely. I mean, Meet Me at the End of the World, the song we just did, was written in a van. van looking out the window. We were on tour this summer, and it was just things going by, you know, with the media and just, you know, friends and people going through their different struggles in a dark, heavy time. And I always believe in PMA, positive mental attitude. And even though there's a lot of heavy stuff that needs to be spoken about and presented, you still got to find a way to wake up in the morning and realize that you're alive. And so the song might be an ode to things that we're losing and being stripped of, even on the planet, but it's really about living every day like it could be the last. And, you know, seeing Tom Petty go and, you know, things that happen to so many people, innocent people being shot. Like, it's, you got to hold on to the people you love and keep yourself, keep your head up. What did Warren Zevon say? Like, make every sandwich count or something like that.
Right. And you were fortunate enough to be there to see Tom Petty, his very last show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, I was out there. Our friends Lucinda Williams and her band were opening up three nights, and I happened to be coming out to look at some stuff and do some things with my manager, and she said, why don't you come? And we were like, wow, Tom Petty, Lucinda Williams, Hollywood Bowl, the right. last night of the tour. And there was some real magic in there. I'd seen him before, and Lucinda was great, but Tom had a special extra energy that I hadn't seen in a New York show when I've seen him. And maybe, you know, I don't know, it was maybe something in the spirits that knew, but it had something I'd never seen that was wonderful. And of course, when I got home and got back, it was very sad, and just nobody expected that, you know.
So have you ever met Tom Petty?
No, I've met the keyboard player Ben Mott and Mike Campbell and some of those other folks that play with him in the Great Heartbreakers, but I never met Tom. Met a couple singers, but you know.
Yeah.
But I have massive respect. This song, Crawling Back to You, off Wildflowers, he played it that night, and the lyrics on the last verse just really stuck with me. Something about not worrying about things, they might not happen anyway, but I don't know. I heard he was smoking a lot, so I don't know. You got to try to take care of yourself. He just did a big tour, right? 50, I don't know, long, like one of his longest tours.
Yeah.
But what a great catalog and great songwriter and band. It's just sick.
And you started making music when you were really young, right? What drew you into music? You picked up a guitar and you were making music.
I guess, we heard those Elton John songs, those real sad ones on the radio.
Yeah.
And then the lyrics were really dark, like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It was surprising. And then Kiss came on TV. I got all excited. And then the Ramones, and they were from Queens. And I just like got a guitar and started writing songs with three chords because of the Ramones. I was like 13. I did an audition at CBGB's for, they had an audition showcase night. You had to play original music. Went down there, called from the school payphone, and I put out my first single, Heart Attack, a song called God Is Dead, when we were 14, the band, and we toured, you know, it was the hardcore scene in the early 80s. We toured with Dead Kennedys, GBH, Black Flag, stuff like that.
And you actually auditioned for CBGB's, but you were denied because you guys wouldn't be bringing in a drinking crowd to the bar?
Yeah, there was nobody came in to drink, you know that story. But then we got a gig at the famous Max's Kansas City out of that, like the same time. But for me, you know, we wanted to play. I had to leave Queens. We had to get out of there. Everybody was closed-minded. It was a bit provincial. So I went down to Lower Manhattan, and it was a place where you could create and actually at the time live cheaply. So I think that's changed, where people now live in Queens where they can live cheaply and create, and there's hipster bars and galleries there. It's kind of flipped. I think that's, like I said, all over the world. People say, well, how do you do it in New York? Well, everywhere is gentrified. You just got to find the pockets where people, you know, let their heart beat freely. So
yeah. And after Heart Attack, you went on to form the punk outfit Degeneration as well.
Yeah, we played up here a couple times with Degeneration in Albany with the Ramones, and we toured a lot with bands like Green Day and Offspring, and had a good run. We did three records, and it was five guys that I grew up with, and it was definitely a big experience the first time getting these big record deals, and it was still like the late 90s. There was still some money flying around the music business, and we got to see the world. You know, went all over Europe and got to play the Garden and would Kiss and like funny like childhood things. But there was a chemistry with that band, and I'm real proud of that. One record that Rick Ocasek from the Cars produced called No Lunch was a lot of fun to make. And we recently did a record a few years ago called Nothing Is Anywhere. Actually came out last summer, and that was cool.
You and Degeneration,
same guys. Yeah, it was just
really
cool. Like everybody's alive and well, and so.
What made that that band just stop playing together?
I think, you know, we had done like 7 or 8 years, 9 years, and what we were doing wasn't popular at the time. When we came out, everybody was dressed like farmers and into grunge and wearing flannel shirts, and we were kind of like the stylized, tight, like New York rock and roll gang, and it just was wherever we'd go, if it wasn't a major city, it would be us against the world, and it was just a different hard time, and I think eventually after three records, we all wanted to try something different, and I took a little time and wrote, which would be my first solo record, The Fine Art of Self-Destruction.
Yeah, you really flip the switch and you turn down the volume, really.
Yeah, well, you want to get people to listen. What I felt was we were playing out in these big venues opening for these really big bands, and everybody at that time wanted to mosh, the mosh pit, you know. Mm. So, you know, I could have been singing the phone book or, you know, the menu at the hotel over the microphone, over the music, and they just wanted to feel that rhythm and dance around in a circle. So I felt like they weren't really paying attention to my song. So sometimes when you want to get people to pay attention, you got to whisper, you got to bring it down. And so I went back down to acoustic guitar, where, you know, I think there's a real connection. I was telling this writer the other day between like folk and punk, because it's storytelling, it's folklore, it's you know, Woody Guthrie and Joe Strummer aren't that far apart, or Billy Bragg and Bob Dylan, or, you know, I think there's a connection to that kind of story and a personal loan, a troubadour with their instrument speaking what they feel.
Broken Radio was a huge single from your 2007 album, a duet with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, it was a song I wrote about my mom for our third record, Glitter in the Gutter. I was living in L.A. and I wrote this song. My mom passed when I was 18 and she was 43. She died of cancer, and it was just really upsetting. She was a frustrated, you know, hairbrush mirror singer. And so I wrote this song, and the producer, you know, said, you know, Bruce just said to you before the tour, before we came out here, if there was anything on the new record, that he would be part of it. He kind of just offered that at this Seeger Sessions gig up in Massachusetts. And I was like, all right. And I figured he'd just, you know, say 1, 2, 3, 4 and play a guitar solo. Mm. But my producer, Rob Caggiano, said, well, you know, that song you wrote about your mom. And I said, yeah, you know, it's real personal. And he said, why don't you send that to Bruce and maybe do it as a duet? So I sent him a letter with the lyrics and me singing it, and he called me up. I was in the rent-a-car with the cell phone. It was a very L.A. moment, but, you know, it was Bruce, and he was so sweet and real, and he said, I dig the song, and if you want to, I'll do it. Sure, I'd love to. So we went out to Jersey to his studio, recorded it, and then sometime after, we did the video with Danny Clinch, this great photographer and filmmaker, and we went back and did the video in Bruce's barn. So I've got to sing the song a few times on stage with him. He's come to our shows, and it was just such an honor, you know, to have this little song you write in a little place, and next thing you know, this guy who's so humble and so giving is singing on the song, and that it's about, you know, my mom, who, you know, didn't really get that much out of life. So it's a special one for me.
Wow. All right. Time to play us another one here. Derek Cruz with Jesse Malin, our guest on Live at EXT.
Yeah, we'll play Revelations.
Meet me at Angelica's for the final scene. In black and white, Angelica, you'll find the village green. Doctor or doctoring, mirror or mirage, Stockholm syndrome metaphor. Blame it all on Mom. I thought about our conversation as it played back in my head. I think I had a revelation, sick of calling on the dead. Purple hearts and question marks, she's still dressed to kill. Coffee shops and confidants, is she a friend of Bill? The promise of another year, a birthday in the fall. For a mighty moment, dear, we almost had it all. I thought about a conversation as it played back in my head. I'm gonna make the transformation just like Bowie in Berlin. Everything's gonna be okay, gonna be alright, gonna be okay, yeah. Everything's gonna be okay, gonna be alright, gonna be okay, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday, if I can, I'll get tickets for the band. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Won't you tell him what we said about painted black? Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, it's okay. And I'll shake you. Tell me what you're thinking of. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's over, tell me so. If it's over, then I will go. I won't make you.
There we go. What a beautiful version of and a medley there. Big Stars 13 inside Revelations from our guest live at EXT, Jesse Madlin, and something from his brand new EP, Meet Me at the End of the World. Jesse, what a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was something that just happened. We were playing that song Revelations, and then we were in a record store doing an in-store appearance, and suddenly I was like, wow, this kind of feels like... getting that feeling to do the Big Star song. It just happened. So we kind of kept that in and decided to put that on the recording and stuff.
So good that you did.
Revelations. That's a funny song. It's about a breakup that happens in a health food restaurant. The place is just closed. Of course, anything good in New York just closes. But it's like when you got to go meet somebody, you know the relationship's over, but you want to, you know, have a face-to-face conversation and just be respectful, but you know it's done. And you feel horrible going in, but you know once you walk out of there, you're going to feel okay. Maybe today people just break up by text. Like, I'm out. Late.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's true story. Most of these songs are true stories. So Don, who's with me right now on my side, who you just heard sing, is also a guy who's been involved in that song. He was the first one to hear it when I was doing the demos and stuff. But you know, he does his own stuff. We've played on each other's records, and we have that label Velvet Elk together, which put out Meet Me at the End of the World. And Don produced a couple of my records as well.
Yeah, so, Don DeLago here in the studio with us. And Don, great to have you here. And
thank you.
You're going to play us one of your songs here in just a few moments. How did you guys meet and hook up?
We went to camp together when we were 5 years old. Jesse was he was sort of the best volleyball player on the other team. And I was a guy that had glasses. I was kind of heavy set. No one kind of gave me a chance. And Jesse said, hey, join the volleyball team. And
actually, we had a couple of mutual musicians that played together. A drummer, Paul Garisto, that had played on some of my records, had played on some of Don's, and a bass player named Johnny Paisano, who plays with Willie Nile now. We had just on the scene, you know, as big as New York is or somewhere in that area, the tri-state area, it's like a small little circle of musicians. So I went and saw him play. I think the first time I saw Don might have been at the CBGB's, had a gallery next door that they did like stripped down shows at. that. And I was there, and he was playing with the band, and he had a nice suit on. I said, this guy's cool. His voice was good. Like, kind of something emotional happened.
So you guys have played together for a number of years, and Don, you've been producing some albums of Jesse's as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have a studio out in Northeast PA in the Poconos, Velvet Elk City. It's called Velvet Elk Studios, which was just, you know, before Jesse and I started to insanely do the label stuff. But Jesse would come out, kind of work up some of the demos and stuff, and I'd give him my opinion about what I think he should sound like, or, you know, give my opinion what Bon Jovi should sound like, on and on. I'll give everybody their
got
my
chased
opinion.
By bears, looked at turkeys and all kinds of other things,
crazy
out in the
wild
woods.
Animals. But yeah, we ended up recording I think two or maybe three records together, doing our thing. And I played with Jesse for a while, and we went on tour together, and But ever since my last record came out, it's been pretty much focused on that, because I've been traveling, trying to do the two-step for everybody.
Jesse Madlin, our guest on Live at EXT, and Don DeLago here. Don, what's the name of an album that we can check out here from you?
Well, Magnificent Ram A was the name of my last record, and that came out, I think, July, August of last year on One Little Indian and Velvet Elk Records here in the U.S. And so last year, my life has just been touring and pushing and promoting that. That sort of finished up in the fall, and then I just put this new single out. It's just a one-off on its own, but Different Man is what I'm about to play.
And where can we find out more about you? You got a website?
I do have a website. Wow. It's A Modern World. I stepped into that.
Dot com?
Stepped through that door.
Dot me?
Yeah, dondelego.com. You know, DONDILEGO. And all my music's there. And, of course, the usual Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah, and JesseMadlin.com as well as his website.
Yeah, we've had that too. I was lucky enough to get someone that didn't impersonate me. So
that you know of.
Well, guys, it's been an honor, true pleasure having you in the studio. And Jesse, the best of luck to you and continued success in your career.
Thank you.
We'll be following it here on EXT. And Don, I can't wait to discover more of your music. And what a treat to have somebody bring you in.
Yeah.
Didn't know you were coming in here today. So it's nice discovering more music.
Yeah, he landed a helicopter like Kris Kristofferson on the property. Brought not only his guitar, but a few new songs to give out to some up-and-comers, Men in Black.
I love it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Jesse Madlin, Don DeLago. Don, tell us about this next song here. What is this one about? Different Man.
Oh, God. Different Man. Well, it's more of an upbeat tune. I live on Avenue C in the East Village. I see a lot of crazy people walk up and down. I kind of wrote it one day just after a relationship ended, and just walking around like Linus with my head down. And I kind of looked up at one point. There was this hardware guy that always stands outside the door right next to my apartment. I didn't speak much English, but he always looks at me, kind of gives me the crook eye as I'm bringing my laundry. And that particular day, for some reason, he smiled at me as I was walking up Avenue C. And then I just filled in the blanks and said, this is the guy that's telling me what I need to do after the loss of my relationship. And that's, of course, maybe don't go to the hardware guy for that advice, but seemed to work for me at the time.
Yeah. All right. Don DeLago, here's Different Man, live at EXT.
And he looks right at me. How does it feel? How does it feel? Says you do what you do, but you do it again. Till you feel what you feel, and then you let it begin. How do you know? How do you know? Till you don't, you ought to let things go. So when you see me again, I'll be a different man. Old man, come down from your tree. Tell me again what you think I don't see. How does it feel? How does it feel? He said, you ought to let things go. So when you see me again, I'll be a different man. I'll be a different man. You'll be waiting for some time if all you need's a sign. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
touching your best mystique, all washed up with mud in your feet. How does it feel? How does it feel? Says you do what you do, but you do it again. Do you feel what you feel, and then you let it begin? So ride to the coast, ride to the coast, and you'll know you ought to let things go. So when you see me again, I'll be a different man. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm Jesse Malin. This is listener supported 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.